Hello, hi. Welcome to another episode of Makoti Unveiled. I'm your host, the resident Makoti, Sia Teu. If you're not a first-time listener, thanks for joining us again. We love having you. But if you're with us for the first time, wamkelekile sthandwa. Makoti, remember our treat from last week where we aired the first part of our interview with Abakwenyana? Well, this week you get to hear the rest of our conversation. In this episode, we're speaking about gender roles in marriage and how couples can best handle conflict in a constructive manner. Once again, we're joined by popular polygamist and traditionalist host of Mnakwetu, Musa Mselegu, who is popularly known for his reality show, Uthando Nesithembu. He has four wives. Our second guest is Pastor Lwazi Dekeda of Downtown Christian Center in East London. He has been married to his wife Soso for 15 years. Last but certainly not least, our third guest is kitchen wizard Kabelo Mulebo, who is a forward-thinking young man who is engaged to be married. Let's bring Kabelo into the conversation. Can we talk about gender roles in the home? You know, there's that expectation, mana umama is the one that cooks, the one that does this, the one that cleans, and umama is going to be handling things. My friends were recently teasing me that I don't know the price of petrol, how much itself petrol is. I'm like, it's none of my business. My husband takes care of that. It's got nothing to do with me. My husband takes care of that. And I recently had to renew my licenses for my car. And my husband was the one that told me about my car. He said, that car needs to be renewed. And he took care of it. So there are things that, you know, when my husband talks about it, he says, it's my department. It's my department for me to handle. So there are things in our home that are my department and there are things that are his department. So when we come to gender roles in the household, especially I want to talk, especially since Sukabelo is a man that cooks and he loves cooking and baking and all of that. How are the gender roles then defined when, you know, does the woman have to be the one that cooks? Does she have to be the one that cleans? Or can you say, look, I'm Kabelo, I love to cook. Upopi doesn't have to cook. I'll do the cooking. She can do something else. If she wants to go change the tires in the car, she can do that. I'll be in the kitchen with my apron.
Well, you know, in our case, it is basically the case as you say. A lot of the, because cooking is not only a hobby for myself, it is also my business. This is how I also bring money into the house. I tend to take over any kitchen I go into, regardless whether it's my own or not.
Sure.
You know, for example, even to answer the first question, generally when we go home with Poppy and myself, I would end up being the one cooking, even when it is an event that the families have gathered and would be celebrating. You know, for example, Poppy's mother has a tradition of whenever I'm home, she would keep all the chicken and all the red meat aside, and she would say, no, Kabelo's going to be the one cooking those things. You know, even if it's from in a tree food or over the fire. So when I do go home, I know that is my job. but also I would also be responsible for working with the guys as well. If there's any heavy lifting that needs to be done, if there's any ushering that needs to be done, if you know, firewood needs to be chopped and cut, I would also fall into that as well. In our case, what we've done is that, for example, at home, because I'm consistently in the kitchen, I'm either baking or cooking for either personal or business reasons. If there are any errands that would need to be run, Poppy would be the one driving to do the errands. If there's anything that other than cooking that needs to be done, that doesn't involve her either doing a lot of heavy lifting or doing a lot of manual labor, in air quotations, she would be doing that. But for the most part, yes, in the kitchen, the gender roles have been reversed with us, to the point where even our son had asked us recently that, you know, Papa, can I get a small oven so I can bake like you? And I think that is something good, because we're encouraging in him something that, you know, it's not, you don't have to conform to a certain type of standard or certain kind of role to be happy within your life, your relationship, or the space that you're in. I do believe that at some point, Poppy would like to get back into the kitchen. but for now, that's my domain. That's my eminent domain for the foreseeable future, or probably once the business actually grows into something that we would like to go into a direction of sushi, we might change the roles at some point again.
This is Babu Mseleko.
That is very interesting. In fact, I love it because you are coming with a different dimension. It's not for the first time I hear that we will have men who are so good when it comes to cooking. But I think I am a terrible cooker. I don't even foresee myself anywhere near the kitchen. but I have always explained to my wife that I can help if, you know, there's something that I can do. But that should not mean to them that I don't show some love or I don't want to support them. It's because I don't see myself cooking. And it's even worse to my situation in Mfundisi and Gabriel. In the sense that once I cook to so and so, then I would be expected to cook to the other house as well. Okay. So I keep my distance as far as possible.
Now you end up cooking 4 days a week, sir.
Yes.
Now 4 days you must cook for these different women.
Yes.
I don't know whether you're done there, Danusele, because I just want to share my viewpoint on this aspect.
This is Pastor Degeda.
I'm done from this.
Okay, awesome. Look, this is my view. A marriage is a partnership. Now, when we come into a partnership, each partner comes with their different skill sets. They come with their different, you know, abilities, as we've been discussing here. Now, at the same time, I would like to use the analogy of a soccer team. Now, a soccer team, there are different players, different positions, and you put people in positions where they have the greatest strengths, because it is to your advantage that they be placed in those positions so that we can all work towards this common goal of winning. Now, when it comes to the marriage setup, as we have heard now, even with Kabelo is more gifted, you know, than his fiance when it comes to cooking. So it makes sense then for him to be placed in that position, so that we as a family are winning, you know, in the different areas, and we have our best players playing in the different positions, so that the team has a better chance of winning, you know, in that whole setup. So I don't think we should hold to hard and fast rules, because sometimes you find that people, I know couples, even within my circles, where just like Abale, it is the man who is cooking, not because of anything, but because of the fact that they are good at it. They are good at it. And I think that should really be the qualifier. Where is your area of strength? Then let us play to your strength. If you are better at managing finances than me as the husband, even if I'm bringing in the bacon or I'm making the most money in the household, let us put it in your care. You take the lead in that regard because you are better at that than me. Because if I take that obligation because I'm saying, no, Dindo, Dialapekaya, I am the man in the house, then we're on the back foot. We are not positioned to win as we could if that responsibility was put in your hands because you are the better player in that regard.
This is Babu Mseleko again.
I agree with you. In fact, I could not agree with you more. I think you have just hit the nail on its head. That is exactly, and that is because sometimes when I sit there and I look at the things that I also do, I wouldn't want to compare that they are doing this and I'm not doing that, because once we do that, it's better to be done as per our capabilities and our abilities. I agree with you, Mfundis. Thank you.
I think also I would agree with Ubaba Mfundis as well. Just to add on, what he's saying, that, you know, playing to your key strengths within the relationship, even if I bring the example to myself, because I am allowed to control or to take over the kitchen, a lot of the private meals that I make for the family end up on the menu, which brings us even more money.
Sure.
I love it. So you use them as guinea pigs. You try them out for and then when you see them succeeding here at home, who have your hands on a larger scale, we see you, Gabelo.
We start at home.
But so, gentlemen, we are all in agreement then that you're saying that the goal ultimately must be for the family to win, regardless of who does what. So even each gender roles, if they are mismatched, as what society would say, as long as apparently you are in agreement that this works for us, then we should go ahead.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Definitely.
That is important. That is why, in fact, I should have commented to what Mfundisi has said earlier on, to say, because of his beliefs and his wife, there are certain things that they don't subscribe to. And that is what we should do as society. We should respect other people's beliefs. We should also embrace that we are different. We are unique. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. if we don't do that, we will find ourselves questioning each and everything that is happening. If it's working for them, it's working for them. If it does not work for me, it doesn't work. But I should not be judgmental all the time. I should live my life, but knowing that I am not infringing to other people's rights.
And this is Pastor Degeda again.
This is very enlightening for me, Tatumselebu, because, you know, there are perceptions that we have as people. And, you know, coming onto this platform and having this discussion and having heard that, you know, you will be on the show, in my mind, it's already made up that you're a traditionalist. You know, you would be rigid in terms of your approach, in terms of how you see things. So it's quite refreshing, you know, to hear that this is not the case. Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised.
No, let me tell you, Mfundisi and Kabelo. And Sia, let me tell you, the reason why even today I'm still holding my family together is to be very objective and sensible to issues. Remember, I am living a tradition in the modern times, so I need to adapt. There are certain things that those who came before me would not have agreed, you know, to see my wife's doing. There are certain people who even say, when I'm saying we are not representing the culture as it is. You know why they are saying that? It's because they don't understand that I am able to be flexible and see things according to the times that we are in. Sure. Otherwise, this will break. Let me give one simple example. My wives, they go to different churches for a particular reason, because I understand how spirituality works. I decided not to confine them to my family church, because that is going to suffocate them. Can you imagine where you have to go to a place of restoration, of healing, of being uplifted, and you see a person that you have been arguing with? How are you going to receive the message from the church when the person that maybe had some issues with you is still here? So sometimes church also allows me to build this family, but it's for me to embrace the church, because it plays a major critical role to make sure that even if we sin or we falter each other, but we also have someone who's so neutral, who's not even involved in our day-to-day operations, who's able to speak with a different voice. And it might also touch certain things that we find it so difficult as a family to address. Otherwise, I would not have kept this family going if I was that far.
Yeah.
No, remember, these are new times, and we need to adapt to new times.
Yeah. And I think the last point I'd like us to cover, gentlemen, is conflict resolution. What then happens when there's a conflict between your wife and the in-laws? How do you then resolve it? Do you say, I said, to handle your business, or do you become a mediator? How do you think it should be done, or what is the right way of handling things?
Yeah, I think... Go ahead, Baba.
Okay. Let me start by saying it's always a balance that needs a man. A man, because a man belongs two parties at the same time. You belong to your family, you also belong to your wife. So you need to be able to know both of these people, whether you like it or not. Because sometimes you might be blinded by love and say, no, not my wife. Or sometimes you might be having a pressure from your own family where you will then ignore what they are doing to your wife because you belong to them. So I always try to find this balance between the two. I have my own ways to navigate this, but it's not easy because remember I'm bringing four wives and then the in-laws on the other side. And the in-laws, they also cause conflict for me not knowing, or sometimes when they know, because they have their preferable people as well amongst these four wives. So it's always a big challenge for me to be able to balance this act. But I always draw a line that these are my wives. I need to protect them at all times, but not at the expense on the other side of my family. I wouldn't want my wife to disrespect my family where I know that she's wrong. I will call her aside and say, you should not have done that. But where I know that my family has wronged her, I will discipline my family in their presence. Remember, she's a new member to this family. Because when I discipline her aside, she is either going to go back on her own and say, I'm sorry, I think I have made a mistake. But family members, if you discipline her in front of her most of the time, they take an advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Because they would assume automatically that, yes, Put is on our side, he doesn't love her. So I always try to find a way. And the other part for me, remember, I have kids that are born from different mothers. That is also an issue for me because these kids might treat the other wife not in the way that they should. And when I discipline her, when I discipline them, the other wife, who is the mother, the biological mother of the kids, might not see anything wrong that the kids have done. So I always have a step ahead of how I address these issues. But I must say, it's not an easy road. Mfundis, don't even attempt it. Come and please.
No, I'm just sitting here listening to you and understanding these dynamics that you are bringing across. I mean, I didn't even think about the one of children and how they would treat the other mother, yes. and so forth. And I really think, I mean, it's one area that really requires wisdom. You require wisdom because on the other side, I mean, this is your flesh and blood. But on the other side, this is your wife that you have taken to be one with, to say, look, I'm marrying you, I'm leaving everyone else, and I'm marrying you, I'm taking you as my wife. So it really requires that objectivity, it needs a certain level of maturity. That must come into play and understand that, yes, sometimes it may be your family that is wrong and you must be objective to deal with your family. You must have the backbone. You know, many marriages have been torn apart or have suffered trouble because the husband did not have the backbone to deal with their family when they have erred against his wife. You know, on the other end of the scale, you need to also have the courage to address your wife as well, if she is the one who has erred in that situation, to address your wife. But ultimately, your whole aim is the reconciliation of these parties. Because when you stand, in a sense, in the middle between the two parties, you are the common denominator. You are the person who caused two separate parties to come together. So you have that responsibility to deal with the matter in a mature way, in an objective way, and ultimately with the aim of bringing about peace and harmony within the family.
100%, Pundis. 125%. I'm happy that when you were thinking about me, obviously I carry that, but let me tell you the other part, that when we meet, yes, those people who have come across with me, in fact, they also had the similar view. But when you meet me in person, you will then thank people that have raised me up. Natural by nature, I respect people and I am so sensible. But I remember there is so much that I have to deal with when I am at the space of television. One is to report the culture and stand for it. Number two is to allow people and give people a platform to make a reference. And it should be a proper reference, or I should attempt to put a proper perspective of culture. Above that, I should also give some kind of hope, or I should also address an issue of men who wants to lead this kind of life with wrong intentions. So it's important that within a space of 24 minutes, I am able to address so much. Because if I don't do that, and again, Mfundisi, I'm also protecting the first wives who have been abused for quite some time as first wives. Because a man like me would say, because when you are Delela, you are root, I am going to take a second wife. So now, if you are then not a man who understand the tradition and the values to that extent, you might commit a lot of mistake, or you might give a wrong impression to the society. And I'm happy when you have viewed me like that, because that is exactly what we are trying to tell the people, that you should be firm in your values and you should understand tradition. Thank you.
Okay, awesome.
I think from our end, with conflict resolution, in the beginning of our relationship, if I can recall correctly, there were some issues regarding, obviously the traditional aspects of roles or, presence at family gatherings, etc. Myself and Poppy then decided to actually have a conversation on the side, that whatever conflict that arises, whether it's from family members, whether it's from friends or ourselves, we need to take a step back and present a united front on all fronts. And if at some point I misstep, then within that united front, Poppy will take me aside and be like, listen, you know you made a mistake. For the current moment, we are on the same side, but we're going to address it. And that's literally what we do now. If whether from both sides of the family, if there's any conflict, whether my family has issue with Poppy or her family has issue with myself, the biggest thing that we've sat down and discussed and agreed on was that in all of these instances, we must always present a united front. Once we are away from the situation, then we break it down, and then we call each other out in a respectful manner to say, okay, you weren't supposed to do that here. This is how my family does it. This was a mistake here. This is the way to now correct it. And when we correct it, we go together as a united front once more.
Yeah.
So I think like I said, I'm from our side, we see conflict as something that is not, that must not come from us. It's something we must deal with from the outside, but it must not now endanger what we have as a family.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Wow.
Well, see, that's still want conflict.
No, wow. It's, wow. I love it. And what you're saying, Gabelo, is so important. It's me and you against the world. And then when we are behind closed doors, we can call each other out head to head. But I know what were you doing? What were you thinking? But outside, we presenting United. I love it. Gentlemen, I appreciate your time. I thank you for your very honest and different opinions. And obviously, we all learn from each other. Coming from a space of polygamy, he's touching on aspects that we never thought about, like Pastor Tegeda was saying about the mothers and the children and all of that. And Mfundisi here is, and I love the wisdom that you're coming here with, Mfundisi, because I assume that you also do premarital counseling. So as much as you are married yourself, but you also get to have a glimpse of other people's marriages through the counseling that you do, and I appreciate that very much. And Kabelo, thank you, sir, very much for joining us. And as an engaged man, hopefully, Mlambi, when you do this again, second season, you'll be a married man, sir.
I can't promise, but I can shoot.
Thank you for saying that, Kabelo, because you must do it when you are fit, because we don't want you to divorce.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. What I'll do is that when the podcast is ready, I will let you know and I will send you the link when it goes live for on that particular day. It's not going to be this week. It could be next week or the one after that. I'm not sure. But when it is ready, I will send you the link individually and you can have a listen with everybody else. But thank you so much for your views.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for considering me to be part of this wonderful discussion. And thank you, gentlemen, as well, for engaging with all of us. Yeah, it's been good.
No, thank you so much. And sorry about making some delays for you. But thank you.
Thank you very much, Sia. I've learned a lot, and some things that I'll be using moving forward. Thank you, gentlemen, for also enlightening me on certain aspects that I may not have been enlightened on.
We'll send an invoice. Don't worry, we'll send an invoice.
Careful, Mfundisi. He may want to pay in cookies. He may want to pay in cookies and not cash. He may want to pay in kind.
That's good tender.
Okay, I think that's fine. A special thanks to our guests, Pastor Lwazi Tegeda, Babu Musa Mselegu, and Kabelo Mulepo for joining us. And to you for listening. From me, Siya Tewu, your resident Makoti. Until next time, bye-bye, Tandwa.